It's time for Golf DMV, highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and anywhere else they travel. If you love golf and like to laugh, Golf DMV is your place. This ain't your stuffy, snobby, boring golf show. It's Golf DMV.
Welcome back, everybody, to Golf DMV, LB, Vern, and yours truly, Claude, in your virtual studio. Lots to get to. We got to get to the Century Tournament of Champions there in Kapalua. Cam Smith wins. Something tells me that Lawrence does not like Cam Smith because he's not American, and this is a weird thing with Lawrence. And so before we break that down, we'll ask him how he feels about it. Also, I had a question that I posed to you guys earlier. Vern had his inspirational speech last week. And yeah. So as we look forward to our games in 2022, what non-playing thing or non-playing habit or just something that has nothing to do with like how you play do you want to bring to your game or improve about your game in 2022? We'll have more on that. LB's traveling. And all I'm going to say is he's got something going on with this whole Kio Island thing and this thing with Roddy. We'll see what's going on with these guys. But it didn't take long for Bryson DeChambeau to do something that annoyed me. It didn't take long. The hat, right, guys? Because you guys are laughing. The hat, right?
Like no, I haven't seen it. I don't know what you're talking about. So it doesn't enlighten me.
So Bryson, because he's Bryson, he had the Kangol on and he's doing all the thing. But now he's got a regular cap on. And it's the most annoying thing in the world because when you do what he's done right. And you are mm-hmm. who he is for that many years, that's kind of your thing. Mm-hmm. And then to switch it, you know, and not that he has to announce, hey, I'm switching my hat game, but it just struck me as odd. Like, oh, here's Bryson there. He got a different hat.
Trying to do something different.
Yeah. Right. It's the typical case. And by the way, he can do whatever he wants to, obviously, but it's the typical case that when you're Bryson DeChambeau or someone like Bryson, you know, almost like our buddy Rick, like, any one thing you do, we're going to pick on you about it. Like the only reason that Bryson's hat change annoys me is because he's Bryson DeChambeau.
You know what I mean? Like, if anybody else does it, you're not tripping.
If anyone else does it, they don't care.
But yeah, like, you wouldn't even notice.
It's a good point.
Wouldn't even notice. But I'm looking at him. I'm like, look at this fool. He's changing his hat up. What a loser. You know what I mean?
And did you? I'm looking now. He withdrawn from the Sony Open for wrist.
Yeah, He said his wrist. Yeah, but this, like, again, look. We know how the big players do the Big Island. We're gonna call him there for one of these joints. Bryson said, "I'm trying to get that pip money." You know, like Phil got. So I'll play in the Century Tournament of Champions too, and then I'm out. I'm also right. out. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of the pip money and Phil, in the mix early, not in the mix late.
No, nope. Probably wasn't sweating it either.
No, just there having a good time collecting that money.
That's I can only imagine how soon like he played like six holes. He texted the you know whoever from the PGA, can I get the check yet? He's like following around. Get the check. Yeah. Oh, not yet. Okay, six more holes. All right.
He's on his phone checking his bank account on the app. Right.
Yes, yes.
He's on his Chase or Wells Fargo Bank of America app.
Your account balance is.
As soon as that money hit, throw the clubs in the bag.
Yeah.
Throw the clubs in the bag. I am out.
I'm out of here. So there's Phil. So LB, Cam Smith, you like him or not?
I am. No.
There's two things too. There's one thing you missed. It's not just the xenophobia, Claude, but his hair.
The hair more than his nationality annoys me. So yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm a crew cut kind of guy.
I know.
I'm always. Ever since the Afro, I've been rocking a crew cut. So even if you got more than 3 inches of hair. To me, something's wrong with you. Like, don't you get a haircut? They got plenty of barbershops around.
So yeah, so Lawrence, you're not a fan of men with the long hair, right?
No, not at all. No, my fan brother has long hair, and I constantly talk about him.
He got dreads, right?
Well, yeah, something like that. Yeah, okay. Whatever he's got going on, it's too much of it. Get a haircut.
I've never asked you about this. Are you a fan of the men with the earring? As I show my earring here on the.
Well,
I mean, you know, I'm not easily offended by
well,
you.
Well, no, I know you're not. So,
even if I was easily offended, it's not like that would stop you from saying
right.
it.
Exactly.
Folks, this is what happens when we can't play golf. Stuff starts coming apart.
Right.
We start to stop each other.
We're talking men and earrings. I'm going to tell a very quick story with an earring.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When I was 18 years old, no, I was 17, senior high school, friend of mine and I, we went to Iverson Mall. We got our ears pierced. Mm-hmm. And we rode around all afternoon because I didn't want to come home because I knew when I came home, my father was going to tell me to take the earring out of my ear.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an earring in my ear for about all of maybe 6 hours. Mm-hmm. I got home, tried to walk this way so my father couldn't see my left ear with the right ear, whichever one it was, I don't even remember anymore.
Yeah.
And finally he saw it and he said, you're either going to take that out or you're going to wear a dress.
All right.
And he meant it. To the point he went and grabbed one of my mother's dresses and came towards me. So either put this on or the earring is coming out.
But the last sentence in that is, and the last phrase is, it came towards me. Like, yes. He was seriously.
He was going.
He wasn't playing.
Right. My father was 6'2", 200 pounds. And mm-hmm. I was,
not that.
Whatever, 110, whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was going to manhandle me and put a dress on me. Right. So I took the earring out, and I would never try to do it again. Even since he's passed, I still have not.
Sure, put an earring in my ear. Sure.
Yeah. My brother. Cut that clip, no context.
Right.
He was going to put a dress on me and take my earring out. Jail stories with the Golf podcast.
Right. So, yeah. So I'm against long hair, and I'm against earrings for men. Yes.
Okay. All right.
By upbringing, I have no choice.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So Cam Smith, it's not a big fan.
No, not a big fan. No.
Okay. One thing that I did notice too, watching John Rahm, is how short his backswing is.
It's always,
you know what I mean? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, he's obviously a big guy and pretty strong, but he gets so much distance
mm-hmm.
with such a short backswing. You know, have you guys noticed how short his backswing?
Yeah. You know the origin of that, right?
No.
I said that. I set myself up, and now I have to explain it and paraphrase it. But basically, there was something. He was born wrong with his leg, like some sort of leg deformity that caused him to not be able to make maybe a full pivot or turn his leg in. But growing up, so he learned to have a very abbreviated backswing. Mm-hmm. And this, I think I first read one of the TaylorMade instructional videos or something. But they were having John Rahm explain that, you can swing. There's all different styles of swings. Mm-hmm. You can have an abbreviated backswing. Here's why I was limited, forced to have one. And I'm he's number two in the world. I think number two, number one, number one, number two in the world.
Number one.
Put some respect on his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So there's a reason for it for him because he grew up with a specific situation that forced him into that. But again, golf don't care if you can, if you can score a
hole. Yep. You put in a hole.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yep.
Did you guys watch a lot of the century? I watched a good deal of it. I watched a good deal of it. Found myself missing golf, man. I watched a lot of it.
Yeah, I watched a lot on, I think, Thursday night and Friday night. I didn't see any Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Maybe it was Saturday. It was Sunday. Yeah, I saw some Sunday. Yeah.
But what struck me about this tournament, a couple of things. One, the course is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it was just beautiful. There was not a brown spot anywhere. I mean, it was just beautiful. And the scoring. So these everybody's in this tournament is a past winner from last season.
Yes.
The low Jason Kotrak was last, number 38.
He can't be last in this tournament.
Last in this tournament. He was minus seven.
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Longhair Smith was, what was it, 34?
Like 34?
34.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 34. Yeah, everybody was dealing. Yeah.
Right. So it just spoke to me how good these guys are. And even the separates, they're all pro. Obviously, they're all professionals. But even the levels within the professional ranks of the players. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason Kotrak, again, he's a professional golfer. He's won on tour, obviously, because he's in this tournament. And he put up a minus seven. Mm-hmm. Which was dead last, and the guy shot 34. You know what I mean? Right. So the difference, just the difference between the A1 pro and the A, the 1B pros is immense.
Not just that too. It's like, and then suppose next week, suppose they both play in the Sony Open. The way golf works, Kokrak could win the Sony Open.
Exactly.
And then Smith will finish last. You know what I mean? Like, it just switches. And
from day to day.
Yeah, and they're all good in the league. But it's like the difference between when one's on and one's off. And then, you can win a major and then you mess around and miss a cut. It's just... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just weird. It's golf, It's just golf.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just want to do these low scores bother you guys? Like when they shoot 34 under or they shoot 25 under. It doesn't bother me at all. I mean,
well, for this course, it didn't bother me at all because everybody talked about, I mean, the fairways was 100 yards wide. You know what I mean? It was quote unquote, and again, I put this in air quotes, based on professional golfers, not me, with a very easy course.
Yes.
You know, they even talked about how big the greens were. You know, you could be off of, you know, you could be off on your shot. You still end up on the green.
Right.
But to Cam Smith's credit and John Rahm, they were dropping putts from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like, because a couple of times when I was watching, you know, if that putt doesn't go in, it's going 12 feet past the hole. Because he was gunning them in there and they was just bombing away. Nothing you can say about that. The score for this particular tournament doesn't bother me at all. Now, if they were shooting this at, I don't know, something else here in the States, mm-hmm. Torrey Pines, if they're shooting 3,400 at Torrey Pines, then we got to talk about something.
Yeah.
Something
Pinehurst.
Right. Exactly. Pinehurst number four, not number two.
Okay.
They'll probably shoot minus 34 number four.
Oh, number four.
Yeah. Again, we said this before, man, but I was going to say, I think about the, Jason Kokrak probably was out there, like, without looking at the other guys, he probably was like, I'm not doing pretty good.
Don't feel good about yourself.
No. It's
61s. Come on, man.
I think the only other sport where you see this maybe so, I mean, all professional sports have it, but I feel like college football, if your listeners watch college football, you really see it there in the early season in these matchups between some of the, Power Five schools and some of these schools that they pay to just beat up on, the punter on the Power Five school is, bigger than the linemen on the other. They look like high school kids. But all of those guys are better. If you ever ran into one at your regular job, it's like, oh, you played D1 at, South Alabama State. He's better at football or whatever than you ever were. So,
With dogs, you're out.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just funny the way that works. So, by the way, and they do this every year, at least every year that I've been following. Not a bad way to open up the year. I mean, it's January. Why not spend January in Hawaii, right?
Agree.
Makes sense to
me.
Yeah, good work by them. So, LB, speaking of great weather and golf courses, you've got a trip coming up to Kiowa, right?
Yeah, we're going. Rodney and I are going. We're taking the significant others, and we're going to Kiowa for a long weekend.
And now when going to Kiowa, and this is a golf show, one would assume golf is going to be played. Yeah. And you were saying that there would be, but it seems as if that's in doubt.
Well, okay. So here's the story. So today, Rod and I were actually in Norfolk today for a funeral. A friend of ours, mom passed, so we were, dinner for the services. So I was on my way back, and Rod and I had talked briefly, what were we going to do for this trip? Are we playing? Right. We was going back and forth about, I really want to take my clubs if we, whatever. So, we decided we're going to play. And so I'm on the road on my way home. I said, I'll call and make a tee time. So I find a number, call a guy. We wanted to play on Saturday. So I called. He told me all he had for two was the earliest tee time was noon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, I'll take it because it's all he had. Earliest he had. So fine.
Right.
So I hang up. A few minutes later, I'm thinking to myself, we getting there on Thursday.
Right.
Why don't we just play Friday? So we got a better time on Friday. So I call a guy back. 2 minutes later, he's like, I got one at 9:40.
Sweet.
Love
Friday.
It.
I'm like, sign me up. Swapped out one, check canceled out. He's like, cool, done. I text Rodney. I was like, hey, man, I just moved it. I had already told him I did it at noon. He was happy with that. I text him back and say, hey, I moved it to 9 Friday at 9:40. He texts back, move it back to Saturday. At that point, I just kept driving. I didn't even.
Kept driving.
I'm like,
no. Because now you're going to have to be the guy that calls the pro shop.
Right, for the third time. Hey, I'm not doing that.
Listen,
I'm not
doing that. You're jerking me around.
You guys coming up here and playing or what?
Right. He'd be like, matter of fact, I'm canceling your tee time. You're no longer
playing. Yeah, you can't play here.
Your whole vacation has been canceled.
Yes. So after a while, I called. I was like, what's going on, man? And he's like, we might drive from Louisville to Kiowa. And I'm like, but why?
When do you get
it's 10 hours, dude. It's 10 hours. Why would you want to drive that?
Yeah.
And this is he's gonna hate me for, but it's too, I don't understand, Roddy. So I'm telling the world I don't understand. You already got plane tickets. Cause when we decided to do this, we both bought time. Plane tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got plane tickets. Mm-hmm. It's not like he got to go. they don't have tickets or sold out. He already has plane tickets in hand.
He just wanted the tickets. That's all.
I still don't understand
what it's a
driving thing. Why you want to drive? I understand why he drove from Louisville to Norfolk for the funeral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By yourself, too. He drove by himself. Wow. Like, man, good. I said, dude, that's too much driving. I said, look, mm-hmm. man, I love you, my friend.
Maybe he enjoyed the road trip so much to Norfolk, he decided that he was going to drive
10 hours to Kiowa.
Right. So I'm like, I don't understand. So then we was talking, he said, well, we probably won't, if he plans to drive, they might not get until late Thursday.
Right.
Or, you know, or early Friday morning by the time they even get there. That's why he didn't want the early tea time. So I'm like, well, look, I said, well, look, here's the deal, dude. I'm driving. You sitting over there drinking with Kenny and them. Why mm-hmm. don't you look up the times? You call a guy back. Just use my name.
Yeah, that's a different guy. It,
yeah. And whatever. So I don't know what's happening on
So here's yeah. so all right. So here's the thing. Here's the thing about this. This is a golf show, and I want to. If anybody wants to, you know, hit us on IG, DM us, or send an email, tell me what you think about this. But here's how I imagine this playing out. as a bit, right? You go to Kiowa Island and you go there and you either don't play golf or you don't play the ocean course. What you mm-hmm. cannot do is walk up to any other golfer. They'd be talking golf. Yeah, this and that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been to Kiowa Island. First thing they're going to say is, oh, you play the ocean course? You and you're yeah. going to say, when you say yeah. no, they're going to be like, oh, is it a different Kiowa Island? This is, what is this is on the West Coast. I thought you were talking about Kiowa Island, South Carolina. Right. No, it was that one. No, it couldn't have been that one because they got the ocean course. I'm pretty right. sure you didn't drive all the way there and not play it. So which right. Kiowa Island? This is yeah. it's in Europe yeah. somewhere.
Yeah. You literally can't go there and not
just say you went to South Carolina. Then,
yeah, you right. can't tell anyone you went there because, yeah, right. There's no...
anyone who's not a golfer, sure. But if, as soon as you say, I went to Kiowa Island with another golfer, right. how was yeah, the ocean course the next thing? You didn't play it. They're just going to be like, do you like golf?
Well, okay. So, but here's the rub on that too. So,
okay,
we're not playing the Kiowa Island courses.
I know. Yeah,
we're right. playing the links. It's called the
Earth. Sounds really disappointed. Like,
they were priced even. Okay, the ocean course is $500 a round.
I guess that's fine.
Okay,
that's fine.
The other courses were 180, I believe, 180 mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play. I'm scrolling here because I'm going to tell you the name.
Right. That's almost quick. What I would expect, yeah. though, from
yeah
those spots.
Well, hey, guys, where would you been yeah. to golf places? I've been here. I've been to Torrey Pines. You play Torrey Pines Golf Course? No, I played Cali Municipal down the street.
down the street.
But it was dope. It was near Torrey Pines, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I drove past it.
I drove yeah. past it going to the local
music. Don't lead with Torrey Pines.
$400.
Exactly. So we're playing the links of Stono Ferry, which is in Hollywood, South Carolina, just off of Kiowa Island.
There we go.
It actually got really good reviews, so it's a really good.
I'm sure it's dope. Yeah. I'm sure it's dope.
Yeah.
Just don't lead with Kiowa.
As a matter of fact, just don't tell anyone you went to Kiowa Island.
I went on Kiowa Island.
That's fine. You just say, hey, I went to South Carolina and played the links of Stony Island.
Played some golf. Where's
the beer? Some golf. The ocean.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Near the ocean. Yeah. Well, there you go. Speaking of IG, Vernon, if anyone wants to hit us up on that, shout out to Brian Covington, who heard the show last week, apparently listens to the show, heard the Salamander Resort talk of me and Sierra going there for her birthday and stuff. And we go to the one in Middleburg and talked about plans of trying to get down to Innisbrook and Hotel Bennett in Charleston. So we're going to talk to our brother Brian Guppington and see what's up with that. Maybe even get him on the show. And so, we've been conversing.
We would love to come down to Western Innisbrook and it's not the Western anymore. The Innisbrook.
Oh, yeah, Innisbrook. Yeah, we'd love to go down to Innisbrook.
Yes.
Do a show down there, interview the folks down sure there, would. Highlight the courses.
Absolutely.
Do what we did at Pinehurst. Give it the Pinehurst treatment, you know, video and stuff like that.
Yeah. You only need three. Well, one, two, three. We can bring a fourth if you allow it. You know, we don't need to bring the wives if we don't have to. That's up to you.
The question is, Brian. Who would be the fourth? We'll talk about this offline. Yeah.
Because we'll raffle that off of what we'll do.
Yeah, yeah. The question would be who would be the fourth. All right. Well, anyway, so the question I had posed was what, because we talked about goals and stuff like that, goals. Vern gave us the inspirational speech. Then we could sit here and say, all right, well, coming up in 2021, I really want to dial in my iron play. Ah, okay, fine. We've done stuff like that before.
Easy, you know, talk about those kind of goals. Just do a little bit better than you did before.
Right. So for this particular one, I say, what is the non-playing thing that you either want to step up or do heading into 2022 for your game? I'll give you one of mine to start. It's a super easy one. I want to do better marking my balls. I just want to mark my balls. You know what I mean? Usually I'll have a CJ on them, because the thing is that usually I play with TaylorMade balls, right? Mm-hmm. Project A's are the ones that I like, and I'll mark them with the CJ. But then I also, you know, if I find balls in the woods or somewhere, I'll play with those too. You know what I mean? Yeah, or just any random ones that are given to me.
Something Vern would never do.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, that's why I love when Vern goes in the woods, he finds a ball, he'll just throw him over it to be like, hey man, here's a Bridgestone. You know, you can take this.
It can come off as condescending, I suppose. It's not meant to be that way. Here's this trash ball I found.
But what happens is I'll have these in my pocket, and then I'll hit the ball, and so like we're looking for balls, and someone say, hey, you hitting TaylorMade, right? And I'm like, yeah. And it's like, oh, wait, this is the Bridgestone here. It's not just like, well, it might be mine because I also have the Bridge. And so I don't mark the other ones. You know what I mean? And so, but then I seem like I'm that guy who's like lying about that's his ball. Where I'm like, that one might be mine because I know I have a Bridgestone in my pocket. Let me see if it, and I don't want to do that anymore. So one non-playing related thing I want to make sure that I do, want to make sure that I mark my ball.
Yeah. Shout out Rick, because Rick is famous for this. If you listen to this podcast, you know we tell stories of the homie Rick. He'll do it, and then he'll just hit the Titleist and, you know, just walk. He's hit I think maybe one of each of us. He's hit our golf balls before. Just went like, oh, I had a Titleist. Yeah, I did too, Rick. Like, you can even just move it a little bit. We're not
playing. Right, lean to the side. Look at the side.
Yeah, no, even if your ball is marked and it says VB2, yeah, Rick will still hit it. Like,
I saw Titleist on it, so, you know. Did you mark your ball? No, they marked it for me. It says Titleist. Titleist 1. Yeah, it's mine. No one else has anything like it.
Rick has walked over and has hit my ball. As a matter of fact, at Little Bennett, I think it was like hole 9. I remember like it was yesterday because I hit my ball. So, and then he hits it.
I think I was there.
And I spent time looking for my ball. And he's like, well, what are you hitting with? Tell him, hey, oh, me too. And it's like, well, mine is marked CJ. What's yours? I'm like, I didn't mark it. And so I'm like, well, are you sure that wasn't mine? He said, well, my ball went over this way somewhere, so I just drove this way.
That doesn't answer the question.
The first ball that I saw, I hit. But why would you do that?
So, oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So, mine is the mark. That's one of the non-playing things that I want to break into.
So, for me, it's going to be get better sleep the night before. Because I'll do this sometimes. I'll be up late, blah, blah, blah. And because I like, you know, I love playing. Like, you know, 2-3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours sleep. I was like, whatever, I'll be all right. Go to bed, wake up, go do the early round, boom, 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 come back. I'm usually up enough for the round to get through it. Occasionally, so like when it's hot, occasionally you start to fade. But like, take the best case scenario, you know, I'm adrenaline's pumping, I'm up, I play a decent round, have a good time. As soon as I set foot in that car, I'm dog tired. And we drive like, you know, I'll drive like 45 minutes to an hour sometimes to get to a golf course. And then when I like, you know, I'm gone for 4 hours. You know, for those who don't know, I got little kids at home. This is a whole balance I have with my old lady. When I come home, I can't just come home and take a shower and then just sleep for 4 hours.
I do believe the audience is well aware of the kids and the golf and the situation with the wife due to certain situations.
That's true. Anybody who's listening. So, so I want to get better. This is a minor thing, but not really. If I get better sleep the night before, wake up early. Also, it reduces the number of I'm coming in hots. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Getting up and hit the alarm clock, and then you practice more and you play better. So that's the goal. That's the non-golf goal this year. Get more sleep the night before, at least 6 hours.
All right. Mine is, and I actually thought about this on my 4-hour drive home. So was, I want to not be, so I drop a lot of F-bombs after shots. I want to not be that
just
guy.
Just anytime. Yeah.
Golf shots and alcohol shots.
In between shots. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Walking. That's true. Right.
Me too.
All right, good. Yeah, I want to try and not be that guy. I want to be more like JT. I was going to say JT, but I meant DJ.
Yeah, right. Dustin Johnson. Just walking around.
You just say, hey, it's okay, hit the ball. Hey, win the woods. Hey, okay.
Right.
Keep it moving. Drop a ball. Let's keep it rolling.
Do that. But you have to understand, part of the LB charm is
the F-bomb.
Is that. Right. Like, there's several of us that take – like, none of us ever want you to play bad. However, when something does go awry and you turn into that guy, we do get entertained by that. So, I mean, I understand it. I understand it. I want that for you as well. However, none of us, like, it's not a big deal. Like, it's okay to
it's okay to be that guy. Y'all don't mind that guy. Is what you
right,
say.
Right, right, yeah. Right. As a man of the cloth, as a man of the cloth in the group, I would. It's okay for you to be that way. For
please keep cussing.
Right.
No. I live by
but I get it. I get it.
Lives vicariously through you. Yeah.
But it might have more to do probably with one and two. Just enjoy it more and not be as frustrated.
It's got a bunch of tentacles to it. I mean, part of the problem is, you know, I want to be better. You know, I don't want to be hitting balls every which way. I want to hit the ball straight. And you think, you know, I think the root of it is I have to come to the understanding that golf is hard and I'm not that good at it. And realize that and embrace that.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because then I won't, you know, when I do hit an errant shot, it'll be like, huh, well, you know, right. you're really not that good. Yeah. So,
but you know what? You hit it that way. You bring up a great point because I started hinting towards something like this late, kind of in the summer of 2021, where I was like, you know, if I hadn't practiced putting in 2 or 3 weeks, why do I get mad when I free? It's like, why am I? Because remember, Ron, I was saying, like, why am I mad? That, like, I'll show up hot. Didn't hit the driving range. Didn't warm up.
Haven't practiced in a month.
Haven't practiced in a month. And then I slice my opening drive left. And it's like, it's like, why am I mad? Like, why would I expect to do anything different than that? Right. You know what I mean? Right. But for you, it's different though. I mean, because, you know, you don't do those bad habits as far as getting in late.
I try and practice and I try and do those things too. But obviously the practice that I do get is either A, not effective, or B, not enough, or the combination of the two.
Right.
Well, I need more instructions, you know, which, and we talked about this last year. I said I was going to go to Brendan every month, and I did for a lot of the months. It got cold and that's fine. Yeah. I do plan to do that again this month, this year, but again, even golf is supposed to be fun. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be enjoyable. Right. I'm supposed to be enjoying this 6 hours I spent away from the house. And you know, cursing up and down the golf course doesn't lend itself towards enjoyment. You know?
No, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. This goes back to the message at the top of the year, though.
Yeah.
Take the easiest win. So you'll probably have more fun. You know, you get up on the tee box. Mm-hmm. Do I have to hit driver? Basically, the things we talk about all the time. Just try it this year. Just be like, you know what? What's the
hit
thing?
Hit a hybrid. Give me the least frustration. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hit
exactly.
another hybrid 100 yards straight, and then you're at the green. There you go.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, you've been fading, you know, slicing the ball. Just play it. Just get up there and be like, effort. And just turn it here and just hit it like you've been hitting it. Oh, it's in the fairway. I got a chance. Yeah. I'm going to try to incorporate that into my game this year as well. I did want to ask you, talking about the practice, Claude, and, you know, we got a text from our buddy Glenn. So I guess this is as true for golfers as it is true for gym rats, that at the beginning of the year, places like Golf Tech and Five Iron and, you know, all these places where you can go inside, they get filled up with all these fake golfers. I got a message to all the real golfers, because there are no fake golfers listening to this podcast because this is too much for them. But I told Glenn, I said, just stick it out. I said, first two rounds over 100, clubs will be back in the corner collecting dust. They'll be doing something else. They're not down for the cause. They're not down for the cause.
What's actually happening is, so they're focused on trying to get better this year, right? And so they're going to Golf Tech. They're going to all these places, getting their lessons. And the weird thing is that by the time a month and a half or breaks and the weather gets better, they're going to be thinking about going to the beach and doing other stuff. They're not going to want to even play golf. They're only doing this because they have nothing else to do.
Or maybe like they adopted. We got a mixture of people. We got the regular, you know, every year, oh, I'm going to take it up again this year. We got the new guys. I got golf clubs and I'm going to give it a shot. Yeah. And then we got the COVID people who were backslidden, as we say in the church, or as we say. They're backslidden. And then they're trying to, COVID kind of brought them back, and maybe they're going to fade out. I have a particular sensitivity to, you know, random new people who show up at the golf thing. And I've talked about this before on the show, where I judge people when I go to my normal range spots in the, you know, when the spring starts to break and I see all these, you know, newbies out here because it's 70 degrees and it's nice and I can't get my stall. You don't belong here, sir. When it's hot, it's me and this other dude and that chick and that guy. That's it. Right. It's the same form as y'all all the time. Beat it. The rest of y'all get out here. When it's cold, y'all don't be here. Y'all don't be out here playing. Y'all can come out here and take up all the stalls on the 70-degree days. It should be a player preferential program.
Right. No, exactly.
You got a card, like real golfers. Oh, okay, you're good, sir. Oh, so you're going to have to wait for the real golfers. We noticed these clubs are brand new. You just picked these up this year, right. And you're trash.
You still got plastic on them.
You go over there and do putt-putt with your children.
And we should bring this up. Like signs that the person next to you at the range is a brand new golf and will not be here long. Like the one who is dedicated to working on the swing and they come out with three large buckets. It's like, why are you bringing this much out here? Right, bro? Right. Like, come on. Like, this is not, that's one sign. Also a sign is the gentleman who notices the woman who's hitting and wants to like kind of hit on her. And so he acts like she don't know what she's doing, even though she's striking it. She's killing the ball. She clearly knows what she's doing and he doesn't understand. She's better than you, and you try to give her tips as a way to hit on her isn't going to work. She's not here for that. You're actually a little creepy.
Tangential to that, though, the one who's not going to last is the guy who brings his wife or girlfriend or significant other to the thing to show off, and he's hitting the balls. He's hitting the balls off the protectors, other real golfers turning around, giving the glances, looking at them, just like maybe you should go to the end of the range or whatever. That guy's not going to last. So yeah, so if you're struggling, in your local golf tech or indoor golf facility, fear not, they will disappear. The game will force them out. I mean, I wouldn't grow the game all that. Yeah, I'll grow the game all that. Right. All you fake it members, get out of here though.
You guys aren't here for real. So yeah, man, we'll talk about the Sony. We'll talk about whether or not Lawrence plays at Kiowa.
Yes.
In South Carolina. Wait. Yes. Play in South Carolina.
In Kiowa, play elsewhere.
Yeah. We won't even mention the K word anymore on the show until we go and play the ocean course. Because when we go, we gotta play the ocean course.
That's the only reason why else would you mention to somebody as soon as you say that you didn't play it.
So to be clear then, so that means I should not bring back any like Divot 2s or anything, souvenirs from Kiowa Island.
Hold on now. Let's not get crazy.
I shouldn't bring back any souvenirs.
Well, what? We're going in 2023, so we're good.
You can wait a year.
Yeah, I can wait. Yeah. So we'll come back with all that foolishness next week, guys. It's called DMV.